And as we prepare a little bit more, I'd like to introduce to you, for those of you who don't know her, and reintroduce to you, for those who do, the Reverend Dr. Jean Morris. Jean is here to preach for us this morning and to share God's word and God's love in ways that we might understand. So welcome, Jean.
Thank you. It's always good to be at St. Andrew's, and it seems like ancient history when I was here as one of your ministers. Here's what's weird, 28 years later, you're all in the same pews. And I'm here to talk about transition, so I don't know how that's going to go. Reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, the end of Paul's letter to the Corinthians. And rather than read the whole chapter, I'd just like to read the first 13 verses. 1 Corinthians 16 at verse 1. Now concerning the collection for the saints, you should follow the directions I gave to the churches of Galatia. On the first day of every week, each of you is to put aside and save whatever extra you earn so that collections need not be taken when I come. And when I arrive, I will send any whom you approve with letters to take your gift to Jerusalem. If it seems advisable that I should go also, they will accompany me. I will visit you after passing through Macedonia, for I intend to pass through Macedonia, and perhaps I will stay with you or even spend the winter so that you may send me on my way wherever I go. I do not want to see you now just in passing, for I hope to spend some time with you if the Lord permits, but I will stay in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a wide door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. If Timothy comes, see that he has nothing to fear among you, for he is doing the work of the Lord just as I am. Therefore, let no one despise him. Send him on his way in peace, so that he may come with me, for I am expecting him with the brothers. Now, concerning our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to visit you with the other brothers, but he was not at all willing to come now. He will come when he has the opportunity. Keep alert. Stand firm in your faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, I bring you greetings from Grace Presbyterian Church, where I serve, and also from the Presbytery of Calgary-MacLeod. I'm here this morning on behalf of the Presbytery to declare the position of Minister, Vision and Direction vacant. The Presbytery, through your ministers and the two Presbytery representatives appointed, the Reverend Diane Olerenshaw and myself, will ensure that matters of worship, pastoral care, programs and administration will be well cared for by the session, and that the search for a new minister can begin soon and the process be carried out decently and in order. The resignation of the Reverend Kevin Lee puts St. Andrew's in a time of transition again. And the right word is again. In not very many years, you have said goodbye to two ministers you have loved and trusted, Peter Coutts and Kevin Lee. You have discerned a creative new model of ministry that called three ministers of Word and Sacrament, and it has barely had a chance to bear fruit yet. Jared has been here for almost 6 months in a new and exciting ministry possibility, And Jan, though here the longest, has had changes in her role. And with Kevin gone, there is some new shuffling of responsibilities among the ministry team and within the session that needs to happen. It feels like things are unsettled again. Just when you thought you had things sorted, just when you thought all the work of discernment and searching and trusting and hoping was successful, there is loss and disappointment. Just when it seemed you were going in a predictable direction, or at least in the direction you thought you wanted to go, it has become a little unclear and a little unsettled. We need to acknowledge that that is true. Things are a bit unsettled. Things are a little unclear. And I want to remind you that you, followers of Jesus, are in good company. Just when Jesus' friends thought their call to follow him was getting clear, the tension was building, and he told them that change, real change, was coming. And he gave them some bread and wine as symbols of God's trustworthiness and love and guidance. He knew the path ahead for the disciples was unclear, and he promised his presence, and he told them to remember him. And then there's the Apostle Paul writing to the church in Corinth. And that congregation was in transition. Oh my, they were actually in a bit of a mess. The leaders were fighting, and there were factions and political cliques among them. There were doctrinal issues. These Christians had different opinions about marriage and worship and spiritual gifts and sex and money. There you go, all the things we're not supposed to talk about at dinner parties. Religion, politics, sex, and money, all in this congregation. That church had a lot of stuff going on, and Paul addresses all of those things in his letter. My point is, St. Andrew's Christian communities have always been in transition. As God moves us from something to something else, as God grows us into a new way to meet God's needs, as God calls us to pay attention in a new way to our mission and ministry, things change. I want to draw your attention to an image that Paul uses, and I hope that might be helpful to you in this season of your life at St. Andrew's. Paul is in Ephesus, writing to the Corinthians, and he's telling them that he's coming to be with them soon, but not just yet. He needs to stay for a while. And here's the image. For a wide door for effective work has opened for me. A wide door for effective work has opened for me. Isn't that a great image? He's saying, a huge opportunity is right in front of me. We don't know the specifics, but we do know that for Paul, effective work is gospel work. Effective work for Paul would be the proclamation in word and deed of the transforming love of God in Jesus Christ. A wide door of effective work would be that lives are changed by the grace and mercy of God. A wide door for effective work is that those called to be followers of Jesus are one in Christ, with no divisions that separate, but with unity of the Spirit, who see a need in God's world that they can meet. A wide door for effective work has opened for me. Can you see it? In the midst of transition, in the midst of things a bit unsettled, can you imagine in the life and work of this congregation a wide door of opportunity that has opened for you. Maybe it's about the search for another minister to complete the team. Perhaps you've learned some things and can see new possibilities for more effective work in the ministry team. Maybe it's about ministry south of Fish Creek. Maybe it's about leadership stepping into some new roles right now, or maybe some things that have needed to be addressed now can be addressed. Maybe it's a new program or an extended program or a new partnership or more fulsome pastoral care, you know. But what is the wide door for effective work that God is giving you now? St. Andrews, you are very blessed with all kinds of resources. You are positioned well in this community, and you have children and young people who want to be a part of the church. You have competent and committed leaders and innovative ministries. So what is the wide door for effective work that has opened for you? I know there are some yeah buts out there. Well, that all sounds just peachy, Jean, but we are fewer than we used to be, but we don't have an unending supply of money, but we're getting older, but the session will never do it, but didn't we tell you we're down one minister? Yeah, but. The opportunity of a wide door for effective work turns to opposition. Possibility turns to problem in a hurry. Please, please look at what Paul does with this. He says, "For a wide door for effective work has opened for me, and there are many adversaries." And he doesn't say, "I have this great opportunity, but I just can't do it because there's opposition." He says, "God has presented a vision, and yes, there are things that work against it. That's just the way it is." He is not dissuaded from the wide door for effective work. There will be adversaries to any vision, to whatever the opportunity God puts before you, but don't let the adversaries take away the hope or prevent the possibilities. In the work and witness of the church, there are lots of adversaries, external and internal. Secularism, skepticism, lack of imagination, laziness, backbiting, infighting, selfishness, gossip, people who abuse power, and people who could care less about a vision for mission and ministry. There are all adversaries, and they are especially daunting in times of transition. However, St. Andrews, think about your history. There was a wide door open for effective work and many adversaries when the congregation contemplated moving from a beloved building in Inglewood to this site. There was a wide door for effective work and many adversaries when this congregation called women as elders and ministers before most of the rest of the church did. There was a wide door for effective work open to you and many adversaries as you embrace new forms of worship and programs and mission work in the community and the world. There was a wide door of opportunity for effective work when Trinity reamalgamated with St. Andrews. There was a wide door for effective work and many adversaries as you work through a model of ministry for your future. Friends, believe that God continues to open a wide door for effective work, and you are called and equipped and blessed to be the presence of Christ and to exert the love and compassion of Christ in a world of many adversaries of all kinds. To see the door and to be undaunted, we need nothing so much as we need a new and vital communion with the one who calls us and journeys with us to and through the door. So we come to this table today in the unity of the Spirit, to be given the faith to see the doors of opportunity God gives us, and to be strengthened in the love of Jesus to walk through them. Paul gave this benediction to the Corinthians and to you. Keep alert. Stand firm in your faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. I speak to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.